We're going to become more like Jesus and live and love like Jesus. Getting it across here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, for a Thursday, July 17th, and the temperature turned down quite a bit to 50 degrees this morning at our studios in Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And we say that we're always interactive in the WIB Wake Up Show. We got this message yesterday from a listener. I don't think it got aired. Let's listen.
Hello, good morning, everyone at WWIB. My name is Ron, and I'm from Hawkins, and I almost died in a truck accident south of Glenflora last Tuesday afternoon. I passed out at the wheel, and I was airlifted by helicopter LifeLink to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire. I am so thankful to God and my friends and family that I am still alive, because I have a birthday coming up this Sunday, and I'm asking for prayers from everyone. I have a few bruised ribs and bumps and bruises, but I'm very lucky that they found me. I have no memory of the accident yet, but at least I can walk around and be with my family and stuff. So I just wanted to thank everyone, all the first responders and medical personnel who saved my life. My family's a lifelong. I've been listening to WIB for years. I'm a former radio announcer myself. Thank you, and God bless you for all for being there. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Wow. Yes, Ron, thank you. And we're so glad you're okay as well. Thank you for sharing that. We pray for your continued recovery. Yeah, we are family here at WWIB. We care. We love you. And because he first loved us, right? We share 1 John 4:19 regularly here in the call to the day before 6 o'clock. So thank you, Ron. Also got a nice letter in the mail from Debbie Fields on behalf of Jonathan and Danielle and Ben. And had a chance to see them at the funeral for John Fields there in Sheldon, and later the committal in Ladysmith. And so thank you, Debbie, and appreciate that. And love and appreciate you guys here as well. All right, it is July 17th. What about July 17th, 1996?
It was like a big white flash, and then all of a sudden it turned into this big orange fireball, broke off into two pieces.
Yeah, TWH Flight 800 exploded and crashed off New York's Long Island minutes after taking off from John F. Kennedy International Airport on this day 29 years ago. All 230 on board the Paris-bound flight were killed in the blast, blamed later on a fuel tank explosion, likely sparked by a short circuit in the plane's wiring. July 17th, 1955.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Yeah, entertainment giant Walt Disney opened his latest creation, the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California. Some debate about whether it was yesterday or today, but more sources seem to point to today. Construction lasted for exactly 1 year and cost only $17 million to complete. Yeah, that worked out pretty good. Disneyland, then Disney World, and all the rest, right? Epcot. July 17th, 1975, the Cold War superpowers linked up in space for the first time.
Apollo, Houston, I got two messages for you. Moscow is go for docking. Houston is go for docking. It's up to you guys. Have fun.
As an American Apollo capsule docked with a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. And July 17th, 1967. Yeah, John Coltrane, the American saxophonist, composer, and band leader, considered a central figure in jazz and 20th century music. We lost him way too early. Died in Huntington, New York, at the age of 40. All right, so that covers that listener interaction. And let's see, we've got a lot of times we'll give you, we're looking for just a short devotion here this time of the morning. And we got a short one this morning from Barry Adams at 365promises.com. Or the promise of the day is Psalm 138, verse 7. I will save you in the midst of your troubles. Barry's got a photo of... he lives up by Niagara Falls. He says, I took the photo for this promise at the Horseshoe Falls in Niagara Falls, Canada. Chose it because it represents an overwhelming sense of being surrounded by an unstoppable, never-ending power. I imagine being in the center of this torrent of water while the power of the rushing water around me engulfs me. In this promise, the psalmist declares that though he walks in the midst of trouble, God's right hand will reach out and save him from his enemies. Zephaniah 3:17 says that God is mighty to save us and he'll quiet us. With his love, we can rest in this. God promises to save you amid your troubles, no matter your circumstances or how impossible the odds are. Final paragraph. Today, Barry says, I encourage you to lean into your Heavenly Father's comforting breast. Feel his big, strong arms around you like the rushing waters of Niagara Falls and watch him come to your rescue. That is what good fathers do. They protect their children in the midst of their troubles. And since we know that God is the best dad ever, we have every confidence to believe that he'll reach out with his mighty right hand and save us in every circumstance. Good stuff from 365promises.com if you want to check that out and maybe share it today. All right, well, we've got not one but two drawings this morning.
Yes, yesterday was our Summer Smiles finale. Thank you so much to our hosts at Avenue Orchard. Had a great time there and just enjoyed seeing so many of you come out. Even during the midst of the raindrops, the kids had a great time playing games, rock and roll to go plus. Thank you so much. Again, the rain kept us from having the Spider-Man inflatable obstacle course, but Derek from Rock and Roll to Go said, hey, we're not going to let that stop the fun. So he came up with an alternate plan with a toddler tiger bouncy house, the tropical bouncy house, both with slides for the kids. They love those. Got soaked as the rain kind of pooled up a little bit, but that was great. Provided free cotton candy machines. So just wanted to give a shout out to Rock and Roll to Go. And again, our friends at Avenue Orchard for such a great time. And it's now time to do two drawings because we had a drawing for the event yesterday and then our grand prize drawing for all of our Summer Smiles events. So the first one, Halvo, is for a Wisconsin Dells family four-pack. This is worth over $300.
Wow.
And it's four tickets each to the Tommy Bartlett Exploratory, nice, the Lost Temple Adventure, the Dells Zipline Adventures, and the Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park. So again, all the parks at Mount Olympus, indoor and outdoor water and theme park, you get four tickets to that. So
we've had multiple visits to that Tommy Bartlett Exploratory. It's really
cool.
Interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating.
All right.
So he's putting his hand in. The drum roll is on.
The winner is Caleb Fluth from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Caleb. You're Caleb, going to the Dells.
Way to go, Caleb.
I did not do that on purpose.
No.
It's very random, folks. If there was a camera in here, you could see it's random.
But just trying to pull a Caleb.
I mean, but I'm not mad about the fact that a Caleb won.
No. Calebs are winners.
Yeah, I hope. So this now is the finale of our drawings for Summer Smiles.
My apologies to Caleb number one, because I should have had applause ready. I never remember till after the first one. But here's the second drum roll. Again, what's this for?
This is for our grand prize for the summer. So this is a family four-pack of tickets to One Fest, which is coming August 1st through the 3rd. So a family four-pack of tickets to One Fest plus an overnight stay and swim for a family of five at Metropolis Resort and Chaos Water Park. So you get to stay overnight, you get to swim. Maybe you're from out of the area, and this would be great for you to be able to have an overnight stay and go to One Fest. Who is going to win that? Wow, we've got a lot of entries in here. And the winner is Carl Learman. Congratulations, Carl, I believe from Rice Lake. Congrats, Carl.
Way to go. Wow. Two C's today, Caleb and Carl.
I guess we are alliterated. We love that here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We do, and congratulations to both of them. Some sweet winning this morning here on WWIB. Is this like a Star Wars day or what?
I guess it's Star Wars day number two. It's not May the 4th be with you, but you could own a piece of Star Wars movie history. And this is pretty cool.
Yeah. The legendary prop lightsaber wielded by Darth Vader himself in pivotal scenes from the original Star Wars trilogy is heading to auction in September, and it's expected to fetch a staggering price between $1 and $3 million.
You know, if I had a ton of discretionary income, I might say worth it, but a little too rich for my taste, but man, that would be cool to have Darth Vader's lightsaber. This auction will take place on PropStoreAuction.com in case any of you have $1 to $3 million to spend. And it marks the first time this piece of cinematic history has been made available to the public.
Yeah, that's interesting. This specific prop was prominently featured during the climactic duels in both Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and 6, Return of the Jedi, which were both recently shown at the MyCon Budget downtown.
Yeah, now the prop itself is when you hear about this, you're like, well, okay, that doesn't seem quite as cool when you see how they made it. But it's a modified British press camera flash handle with added components like plastic grips, electrical wires, and a circuit board, all of which contribute to its distinct look. But just picture that in your mind. Darth Vader's lightsaber. Super cool. Probably not worth $3 million, but still super cool.
If you did buy it, like when people came over to visit, would you like let them hold it?
No.
Okay, that was quick answer. All right, secondly, let's transition themes here. Because Indiana Jones bullwhip going up for auction.
Yes, another legendary piece of movie history. This is from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade in 1989, that film. Mm-hmm. This will also be made available to the public for the first time. Both of these, the Darth Vader lightsaber and the Indiana Jones bullwhip, have been in private collections. And now someone's saying, you know what? I bet I could find someone dumb enough to pay millions of dollars for these.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. In fact, after decades in a private collection, now estimated this bullwhip to fetch anywhere between $250,000 and $500,000 at auction. So not as rich as the Darth Vader, you know, lightsaber. But.
Speaking to the gentleman specifically, have you ever bought something and you didn't tell your wife about it until after you bought it? And then it's like, hey, how do I explain how much I spent? Oh. If you spend $500,000 on Indiana Jones bullwhip, that is going to be a tough sell.
That is going to be, yeah.
Cool, though.
Somebody's going to have some splaining to do, I guess.
Sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
Well, maybe not so fun when the punishment is this stiff.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really, I don't know. It seems a little bit too harsh. Go ahead, Caleb.
So this is a real story. Emma Watson, the voice of the actress who played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films, is facing a six-month suspension of her driving privileges in the United Kingdom. And to be honest, this isn't a new thing, right? Because we hear a lot of times about celebrities, since their lives get plastered all over the place, that they have some mishap behind the wheel where they crash into someone or drove ridiculously fast and get their license suspended, and they probably can pay people to drive them around anyway. But this, she is, again, facing a six-month suspension of her driving privileges. And, not going to be able to drive for a bit.
Yeah, here's the deal. The 35-year-old actress had already racked up 9 points for various offenses, with her most recent infraction occurring the end of July a year ago when she was caught driving her Audi at 38 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. So not going 100 or 75, or, you know, she was going 38 in a 30.
She's also been ordered to pay over $1,400 in fines. Now, again, if she'd been doing some other things behind the wheel, too, where it's like, hey, you've been speeding and not stopping at stop signs, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to be blunt here. I don't think most police officers around here are going to pull you over for going 38 in the 30, are they?
No.
I mean, I kind of bet on that.
There is...
Full disclosure.
There is some thinking out there about, if it's 10 or more, then you're more likely in some hot water. In the UK, speeding violations can result in 3 to 6 points and a driver's license, depending on the circumstances, and these points remain on the record for 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. 4 years. They are very serious about speeding. You know what? I guess if it keeps speeds lower, keeps reckless driving from happening. But when she's not speeding around the United Kingdom, Miss Watson is focused on her education. She's currently studying for a PhD in creative writing at Oxford University. She already graduated from Brown University. She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I guess maybe she should have known better.
Now, again, I haven't been to Europe before except landing in airports, for instance. But, you know, I'm just wondering, like, because Germany has kind of a reputation that on the Autobahn you can really cut
it's
it loose.
Super fast. And they're saying 38 and a 30. I'm just saying I would not do well in the United Kingdom. I would not.
Yeah,
I would get a lot of points on my driver's license or my habits would be curbed. So
I praise the Lord. It has been more than 7 years since I got a speeding ticket. So, but I'm knocking.
Yes, okay. Indeed.
Hey, Rhett Walker in concert, Whispering Oaks in Willard this Saturday night. Noah Wolf, the opening act. And we played Rapid Fire with Rhett about 15 months ago. Sounds something like this.
Rapid Fire with Rhett Walker. All right, Rhett, 20 degrees below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the United States?
Oh, gosh. Texas.
If you could have any other career, what do you think you'd be doing?
Police officer.
What's your favorite sports team?
The Georgia Bulldogs.
What was your best subject in school?
History.
Favorite breakfast food?
Chicken biscuit from Bojangles.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Sit outside.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Oh, gosh. Salt and vinegar.
And finally, because Havel really wants us to ask this question every time, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Come on, Rhett.
No, it does not.
Oh, Rhett. No, it pains me. We played that even with that closing answer. Yeah, Rhett Walker in concert. Don't miss him Saturday night. Go get your tickets at differentministry.org. So, the way that you eat and behave at the table is still important, according to the Guild of Professional English Butlers.
So if you didn't listen to your mother when she was teaching about table manners, listen to the butlers.
Yeah, these are some great suggestions. For instance, they say, let your food cool of its own accord. Don't blow on it.
Again, these are tips from real butlers for impeccable table manners. They also say, don't spit unwanted food into your napkin. Remove it with your fork and place it on the side of your plate. I'd actually heard that. It's how do you take something out of your mouth if you don't want to finish that bite?
Okay.
It's you take it out the same way you put it in, with your fork.
I had never heard that before.
Interesting.
Wow. I am being educated. Another butler tip for you, never talk with your mouth full.
All right. Stands to reason.
That's the most obvious one so far.
Butler's tips for impeccable table manners, never point with any of your cutlery. If you're someone who gesticulates wildly at the table, make sure you set down the butter knife first.
Yes, I do gesticulate with my hands here in the studio with you, but not eating at that time. All right. Another one here. A napkin is there to protect your clothes. Use it to dab the corners of your mouth, but never to polish your teeth.
I feel like we probably should have done all these in a British accent, but
yeah, right.
These are tips from butlers for impeccable table manners. Three more here. They say never cut bread or bread rolls. Break the bread with your fingers and butter a small piece at a time. Breakfast toast is the only exception. That seems to be adding an unwanted burden that I don't need in my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
A couple more. The butlers say, be careful not to insult your host by adding salt before you've tasted your food. So at least taste it first.
Then add your...
All right.
Sure. And finally, butler's rules for impeccable table manners. When you finish eating, place your knife and fork or spoon and fork together vertically. Leave your plate where it is. Never push it away from you. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. So if you're invited to a formal dinner or you just want to say, hey, look, I've actually learned something on the Wib Wake Up Show, which happens from time to time.
Yes.
Practice these tonight.
Glad to pass those tips along here on WWIB.